What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And we're talking with Mike in Philadelphia. And Mike, you were going to tell us some more about what happened at the Trump March.
Yeah, so actually when we decided to that we were just going to march anyways, some of the guys at the front, they spoke with the cops, and the cops said, if you decide to go, you have to roll up your flags so that you don't instigate anyone, and that they were telling us originally that we weren't allowed to march because we were going to attack them. So as far as I could tell, everything from the ground or from the top up was totally designed for the whole thing to be shut down. Just as far as I know, newspapers already had their stories printed that they managed to cancel it. About 2 hours of waiting, Antifa eventually totally left because they were like out in front of us the whole time. We just started marching anyways. The police got in front of us. We marched through the most significant part of the city. Because it was 70-degree weather. All of Philly was, like, out on the street. So we had, like, absolute impact. And because, I don't know, because we basically, like, triumphed over that. It was supposed to be a march in the beginning, but it turned into a rally. So, everybody was just yelling, like, USA, USA. It was totally nuts. I mean, everybody was, like, just smiling as we went past. We had some hecklers following us, but, I mean, it almost made it better. So,
Let me back up here a little bit, because the part I am really having a problem with is uniformed police of your city trying to shut down a rally in support of the elected president of the United States of America. Does that about sum it up?
Anyways, as far as we know, it's actually the mayor who did it. The police are in total support of Trump, really. I mean, like, once we got walking, they were with us the whole way.
So let's back up here again and say that this mayor ordered the shutdown of a rally in support of the elected president of the United States of America.
Yeah, and then what was on top of it is the anti-First Amendment people, they actually didn't have a permit to even march. We were the only ones with a permit, so they should have already been keeping them off the street for us to march, but they didn't. They just plowed the way for them. So, I mean, everything about it was... And if you even look back at some of the news, you'll see that some videos were actually put out claiming that they managed to cancel it early before we actually marched. And then some other stories after we did march, they spin it in the worst possible way. Like they say that we only managed to do half our march because we were going to attack them, so they didn't let us march past halfway. But the second half of the march that they did stop us from going to, that was actually the least significant part. It wasn't actually in the city, so to speak, in the same way.
The part that really concerns me here is this is normally the sort of behavior you would see if somebody was like planning a Nazi march through town or a KKK rally. But we're talking about a rally in support of the elected president of the United States of America. And you've got the mayor of the city and his cronies are trying to shut it down, aided by the corporate media. That is really a stunning development, as far as I'm concerned. And it does underscore the fact that our government is breaking apart. It is so caught up in this factionalism and this turf war and this liberal versus Democrat, globalist versus sovereignty. They can't function any longer. There was no reason for them to deny you your First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and express your will, especially because you had the permit and Antifa did not. And Antifa is the one that's got the record of violence in this case.
Yeah, it's like it's so obvious that it was just like a from the top operation. Another one of the interesting things, or I guess good things, is it seems that there's actually groups forming that are directly dealing with Antifa themselves. I read in California there's actually a group called Anticom. And they basically join the Trump rallies to kind of confront, so to speak, kind of help people out against with Antifa.
Let me sum this up here. Let me sum this up here because I got to let you go and take one more phone call. Then we got news to do. Frankly, this Antifa is starting to strike me as another Black Lives Matter in that it's probably funded by George Soros and organized. To the point where, I mean, how petty can you be where you're out there trying to keep the American people who support the President of the United States of America from doing so? That strikes right at the heart of that First Amendment. Even people who do not approve of Donald Trump, and there's a lot that he's doing I don't approve of, we still have a right to get out in the street and say, yeah, we support our president. And for this obvious organized effort to silence us, tells me that we're being set up for a massive media campaign that all of America hates Donald Trump. They've turned on him. His support has vanished. They're even floating this idea that somehow Donald Trump has now committed treason. And it really is reaching ridiculous levels. And again, the parallels between what we're seeing happen right now in Washington, D.C., and what we were seeing in Moscow leading up to the collapse of the former Soviet Union, the parallels are definitely there. I think we're definitely headed for a political collapse of the federal government.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like this was such like a huge thing because they did so much work to try and stop this one. I mean, like I saw that in Huntington Beach or whatever, Antifa actually attacked people. But here I think in Philly was actually the biggest victory. Out of it all, because they really want to hold on to Philly, and I think they just, like, we just majorly beat them on Saturday there. So.
Well, it's obvious Antifa is another brown shirt organization, and we need to treat them as such. Mike, we're going to let you go. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to do some news. SpongeBob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, yes, Dean, Mike, I'm here. It's a beautiful day in Illinois. Aloha and Feliz Lunes.
Yes, and happy Prince Cujillo Day to you, too. It's a state holiday today.
Yes, sir. I'm a little late, but you were talking about the JFK assassination, and I wonder, what are your thoughts? Have you come across the name of James E. Files?
It rings a bell, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Please enlighten us.
Okay.
All right. Well, for your audience, YouTube, James E. Files. The title would be I Shot JFK.
Oh, yes.
And,
now I know who you're
talking about. Check it out.
Yeah, now I know who you're talking about.
And maybe you could tell me what went on there, but that guy seemed to... He seemed to have a whole lot of information about what went on that day. I don't know what your thoughts are on her, but boy, he had the pulse on that, and he schmoozed with Jack Ruby. He described his weapon was a Remington fireball. I couldn't get a Remington fireball today.
Yes,
maybe you can check it out and maybe add that to your repository of JFK. And, you know, it's something you scratch your head about. He gave a prison. Well, he was in prison. He did this interview, and it's you might consider it interesting. I thought I'd post that to all you Rivero Rangers.
Well, you know, he may or may not have been a shooter. He certainly was not the only one. Kennedy was being shot at from multiple locations. And I guess, you know, being in prison already and about to die, he may have just decided to go public. We know that E. Howard Hunt made a deathbed confession about his role in what was going on there as well. Anyway, SpongeBob, thanks a lot for the info. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit, and we're going to get back to doing some news here. Apparently, Israel is issuing a travel alert to their own people who are vacationing in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, saying to leave immediately because ISIS is coming to get you. Or more than likely, Israel is about to launch another attack into Egypt. Now then, over in West Virginia, as you know, there's a war on homeschooling. Right now, there is a pitched battle where your children are not your children to teach. You will put them in the state-controlled schools. You will subject them to Common Core. You will allow them to be force-fed Michelle Obama's school lunch program, although that's starting to fade. But in West Virginia, they're taking it one step further. They're looking at a bill that would literally declare homeschooling to be a form of child abuse, which would allow CPS to investigate and possibly take your child away. They don't want parents teaching their children because they're concerned that the parents might be teaching their children things the government doesn't want them to know, like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, as they were originally written. Common Core has changed the language under the excuse of making it more contemporary, but they've changed the meaning of much of it. Common Core teaches that the Second Amendment gives you the right to keep and bear arms if you're part of a government militia. That's not what the Second Amendment says. So they're literally trying to steal your children's minds away from the parents. I find that unacceptable. Now, getting into the PC circus, and we talked about this a while back, there is this problem of men who will make themselves into women through surgery and drugs. And they'll say, ta-da, I am now a woman. Well, that's not true. They are men who have been made to look like women. In their DNA, which controls things like muscle density and mass, they are still male. The problem is, under political correctness, these men who have made themselves into women are now being allowed to compete against real women in athletics, and to nobody's surprise, they're winning. They're dominating fields in weightlifting, track, wrestling, football, basketball, mixed martial arts against real biological females. And that's considered politically correct. Yes, you lost the gold medal to this guy who is a girl now and everything, but really, it's politically correct. You should just accept that. I think they should be setting these people up with DNA tests. If your DNA says you're a male, you compete with the men. If your DNA says you're a female, you compete with the women. But to take a man who is biologically stronger on the average than women and make them compete with and allow them to compete with the women and dominate them, that's unfair to the real girls. It is hideously unfair. And the politically correct people are out there saying, well, you're discriminating. You're making these transgenders feel bad. I'm sorry. I'm not the one who messed them up. Let's not compound the damage by cheating these other real biological females out of their place in these sports. Maybe we need a third division for transgenders. So we'll have male mixed martial arts and female mixed martial arts and the transgender mixed martial arts. But the current system is unfair to real biological girls. Because I'm sorry, and I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate email for this, a man who has things chopped off through surgery and things added through hormone treatments, makeup, and dressing up is still a guy in the biochemistry level. The DNA tells you what your muscles are going to be doing. I'm not surprised that these female athletes are being crushed by these transgenders. It is simply not fair at all to the real females. Some accommodation has to be made. I don't care how PC it is to say, oh yes, now they're a woman. No, they're not. They're something else. And if you want to go through that, if you're a guy and you want to go through that, fine. More power to you. If that's what's going to make you happy. But don't come on back and say, I'm now a real girl and I should be allowed to compete against the girls. That is not fair to the real girls. Because a transgender changed man is not a girl. He's a transgender changed man. And that's the reality behind the PC-ness. Now, over in California, and they are definitely going nuts out in that state. I'm ready to say, go ahead, secede. We really don't need you anymore. Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener has proposed Senate Bill 239 that will repeal the legal requirement that if you have HIV/AIDS, you are required to notify potential dates ahead of time. And he's saying these laws have not helped to spread HIV and AIDS, and it's making the people who are infected feel bad. Well, I have a lot of sympathy for people who have HIV and AIDS, because I am of the opinion it's an accidental creation of the smallpox vaccination campaigns in Africa back in the 1950s. And they are victims. But let's not compound it out of a sense of political correctness that let them go on out and spread the disease. If you go back and you study the history of the beginning of the HIV/AIDS pandemic, you will find the story of this air steward from Air Canada, who was flying all over the United States of America, was infected with AIDS, was going to the bathhouses in every city his airline stopped over at, and infecting people there. He was the patient zero. And all by himself, he sparked HIV surges in all of these cities he flew to. And when they caught up with him, they said, why didn't you take any precautions or anything? He says, well, if I've got the disease and I'm going to die, I figure so much for the rest of them. There comes a point where political correctness really becomes ridiculous. It's time to get back to the real world. It's time to get back to common sense. Really is ridiculous here. It would help if the big pharmaceutical industries were actually looking for a cure for HIV and AIDS, but they're not. The big money is in treatments. You're still going to have the disease until the day you die, but every month you will go and you will buy more medicine to make you feel better. But you're still carrying the disease. You are still infectious. Now then, story here coming out of Philly.com. It's about a company called Guaranteed Returns. Now, Guaranteed Returns was sort of a reverse brokerage depot for expired pharmaceuticals. Because when pharmaceuticals are sent out to the pharmacies, there are expiration dates. And you need to really pay close attention to those, because those are very unstable chemicals. It's not like canned fruit or canned vegetables where they're still going to be good for a year or two after the X date. With pharmaceuticals, if it's past the X date, you stop right there. They're not working anymore. So apparently, Guaranteed Returns sort of stepped in to help the pharmacies. They would go pick up the expired drugs, consolidate them, send them to the pharmacies, get the money back, and then distribute the checks to the pharmacies for the return medications. The problem was they set up a bogus front company of another pharmacy for themselves. And because none of the other clients knew the other clients, they didn't know that they were being shortchanged on their shares. And it resulted in a $180 million fraud. And it was only because there was a theft in their offices and the police investigated that they even stumbled across this. They were getting away with this thing. It was amazing. All right. Now then. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we come on back, there is a major lawsuit that may finally start to open the light on the risk of suicide with antidepressants. It's a big one. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Pardon me. We're going to go ahead and take one more phone call because it's on topic. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I saw that article about the transgendered athletic thing that you ran. And I made my daughter, I have a 14-year-old tennis-playing, scholarship-level tennis player daughter, and made her read it because she's always on telling me I'm being politically incorrect. And we talked about it. And, you know, not only is there, you know, muscular and all that, but there's also size, the hip structure that makes you faster, a whole bunch of things. But I wonder how this would apply to Title IX. I'm trying to explain to my daughter that what if this were to expand and the scholarship opportunities you would have for college, you know, would be, you know, limited because there'd be guys, you know, you're competing against, or how about the people who are in the pros, like these pro MMA fighters and all that, there's only a limited amount of endorsement deals. If they're winning all the titles, getting all the big fights and getting the endorsements, that limits your opportunity as well. You're absolutely right that they should be, they should have their own, if they want to have their own, you know, transgendered Olympics. Well, you have at it. You know.
Well,
they should compete against men.
One of the questions I keep asking about this whole issue is how many people are seriously genetically transgendered versus how many are being socialized into thinking that's going to solve the social pressures they're under. Going back over to the question of homosexuality, there are a lot of young people who think they're gay, they're almost encouraged to be gay, and they get a little older and realize, no, we actually aren't, and they go back the other way. I remember back during the 1990s when the militant feminists were out there, and the message they were sending to women wasn't, you can if you choose go into the world of business. The message was, there's something wrong with you if you don't go into the world of business. That if you wanted to be a stay-at-home mother and care for your kids in the house, that there was something wrong with you. And certainly if you have a political organization that is promoting something like transgenderism, automatically you're going to be seeking to find some way to create more transgenders to swell the ranks of your supporters. And it may be an unconscious epiphenomenon, but we really do need to look. In our media-saturated world, kids growing up, they're getting all these messages about what they ought to be and what they should be, and this is fashionable and that's fashionable. And again, going back to the 1990s, women were being encouraged to have a lesbian experience. I'm wondering how many women would have done so without that encouragement from outside. There really is an issue. And when you throw the problem of the prescription antidepressants on top of it all, which messes up your thought processes, we start to see one reason why our society has become as messed up as it is.
Mike, I've run into organizations out here, for the life of me, I can't remember the names or I would tell you, but who are giving interventions to kids as young as 8 and 9 on it's okay to be, you know, gay, it's okay to be transgendered. And when I was told about this by the people who actually were espousing this, I said, how in the world would an 8 or 9 year old even know what he is? You know,
I agree. Now, that being said, there's a fine line. I agree that we should all be accepting and tolerant of these people. But at what point do these various agencies and charities and foundations cross that line into encouraging people to think that they're gay or transgender in order to simply to secure more funding?
And at what point do they start to tolerate the way we think? And not to social engineer somebody, who maybe isn't into what they are. They complain and moan about deprogramming, which I agree, that's kind of ridiculous. But in a way, isn't this programming?
Well, this could be another way of destroying our sense of identity and self, leading to the new world order. Anyway, Peter, going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to step on back to that phone call we had about the Trump rally, where the mayor of Philadelphia apparently just tried to use the police to shut down a rally in support of the elected president of the United States of America. And I got an update sent in to me to remind me that Mayor Kenney sees Philadelphia as a sanctuary city, and he's very much protesting Donald Trump as Attorney General Sessions starts to pull the plug on federal funding to these cities. And so that's what his snit was all about. And apparently, in his argument over being a sanctuary city, Mayor Kenney was willing to basically deprive the citizens of his own city of their First Amendment rights, along with committing violations of Title VIII. And I really think pulling the funding from these cities is not enough. I think these officials ought to be arrested and prosecuted for the crimes they are committing, because they are committing crimes. Anybody encouraging or harboring an illegal immigrant is guilty of violating Title VIII. For each count, you can get up to 5 years in prison. If you personally profit from harboring the illegal immigrant, if in fact they are, for example, going to vote for you in the next election, then the penalty goes up to 10 years per count. And apparently, over in Nebraska, their Democratic Party is under attack now because they've been handing out gift baskets for refugees and including voter registration forms in there. These refugees are not allowed to vote. And the Democrats, here's a gift basket. Don't forget to fill out the card. Could it be any more obvious the Democrats are trying to take away your heritage and barter it to illegal immigrants and refugees for the sake of a fast vote? Because contrary to what Obama used to say about you didn't do that, contrary to the propaganda of the government, this nation, the United States of America, was built up generation after generation after generation by the American people and by legal citizens, legal residents, legal citizens. And we do that each generation to bequeath that nation to our next generation. And what the Democrats are doing, they're stealing your children's inheritance. They're taking it away from them and saying, no, 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 you don't get to inherit this nation your forebears built. We need to trade it to these people so they'll vote for us. That's what's going on here. And you should be very, very angry. Now, getting on back to science and medical news. Story coming out of Blacklisted News, there is a major lawsuit that is heading into the courts regarding the antidepressant paroxetine. And as part of the discovery on this lawsuit, it is confirmed paroxetine increases your risk of committing suicide over 800%, eight times. If you're given this medication, you are eight times more likely to commit suicide than if you'd been left alone. And what's making this lawsuit very interesting is because it's starting to look into that gray world between the brand name products and the generics, with each side pointing to the other and saying that we don't need to issue the warning because we didn't create the drug, and it's opening up this huge exposure that there are loopholes still in the FDA and USDA rules that allow these drugs to be marketed without adequate warnings on them. And I hope this lawsuit moves forward. I hope that we finally start to address this issue. Because one of the reasons our country, our society, may be experiencing cultural insanity is we've drugged our brains to the point where they're not working properly any longer. Go over to SSRIstories.org and you will see documented cases of perfectly normal people who are just given these drugs, sold these drugs by their practitioner to make a fast buck, and all of a sudden they go wacko. And when they commit suicide or they commit a mass murder, it may make the news, but there are other effects. Changes of behavior. We took a chart of the per capita increase in incidents of domestic violence, and we put it over a chart of the per capita usage of these prescription psychiatric medications, and we found a strong correlation. And this stuff isn't going to make the news. Neither are road rage incidents, which are increasing, or bar fights, which are increasing. Changes in personal behavior, where men and women all of a sudden they become wild children. They're out there at the bars picking up strangers and behaving in ways that increase the possibility of an infection of an incurable disease. There is a real, real problem here. We're medicating our entire population into insanity, all in the name of a fast buck. Now, something that's a little bit more alarming over at the Organic Prepper, they're talking about a new law that was passed last December, one of the last things that Barack Obama did in office. It establishes a waiver of informed consent. Prior to that law, anytime pharmaceutical companies wanted to subject you to an experiment, they had to say, this is an experimental medication. It may do this. It could do that. Do we have your permission to proceed? It's called informed consent. Well, the new law says, and here's the wording, clinical testing of investigational medical devices or drugs no longer requires the informed consent of the subjects if the testing poses no more than minimal risk to the subjects. Who gets to decide what minimal risk is? Certainly not the industry, which insists to this day that vaccines are perfectly safe, even though the package inserts on the vaccines themselves say otherwise, with sudden infant death and autism acknowledged as being consequences. We're living in a society that insists mercury in the environment is highly toxic, and if you do not deal with it properly, you can face stiff fines from the EPA. If you do not dispose of your compact fluorescent bulbs, which contain mercury vapor, properly, you can be fined. This is an antique mercury thermometer for taking your temperature. If I break it and it's not disposed of properly, that's a fine. But this same institutional system is insisting that they can pump mercury into the arms of your children and it will not have any negative effect whatsoever. This push for mandatory vaccines is all about extracting more wealth from an already impoverished American people. And they're starting to go global. Over in Sweden, they're having a vote on the 4th of May. If that measure passes, vaccinations will be forced on the entire population. Now, Sweden likes to portray itself as a modern, liberal political system. They have feminists in high positions in the government. And it's really getting weird. Apparently, Sweden's feminist leader is now saying foreign rapists of Sweden's women should not be deported. Because after all, we're going for the New World Order and the global government, and having your daughter gang raped by a bunch of refugees is a small price to pay for the New World Order and the global government and the global private central bank. It really is a mess. Forget about fall of the Soviet Union. I'm seeing fall of Rome coming up. Maybe even a new Dark Ages. All right, interesting little story from Global Research. A little bit of confirmation of something I've been telling you for a long, long time. The article is headlined, "A Conspiracy Theory That Became a Conspiracy Fact. The CIA, Afghanistan's Poppy Fields, and America's Growing Heroin Epidemic." And this article goes into detail, telling you basically what I've been saying before. Opium production in Afghanistan broke all records in 2006, reaching historic highs. Now, the U.S. claims they're trying to eradicate opium in Afghanistan. Maybe they should have just left well enough alone, because the Taliban did eradicate opium production in Afghanistan. You need to go back and find a book and a video called A Nation Betrayed by Bo Greitz, where he talks about how the CIA was bringing heroin in from Vietnam through right here in Hawaii to the U.S. and selling it primarily into the black communities. At the same time, the government was out there saying, we're eradicating opium production over there in Asia. The war on drugs is actually the war on the competition's drugs. Don't want anybody cutting on in. Don't want competition. It might drive the profits down. Remember, we have a page at my website where we have photos of coalition soldiers, including ones wearing the U.S. flag shoulder patch, guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields and moving those bags of raw opium around. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And now Global Research has come out with their confirmation about that. I mean, it's an open secret. Almost everybody knows about this. Mel Gibson actually made a movie about this called Air America, based on the CIA's proprietary airline in Vietnam. was called Air America, and along with their other duties, they were flying the opium out of Kunsaw's plantation down to be loaded into primarily the body bags of our Vietnam dead and sent back to the United States. In fact, I remember back in the 60s, it was sort of floating around that the heroin for sale on the streets smelled of formaldehyde. It's really out of control. No wonder they hate Donald Trump. If he ever began to suspect what the CIA has been doing for the last 50 years, he would do what Kennedy promised to do. That's why they're all aligned against him. It's one big, giant, corrupt drug cartel. And they think that's just fine. They think that's just fine and dandy. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, two new storm systems are coming into Utah and western Colorado. They're expecting snows all over the mountains yet again. But still, the corporate media and the carbon Nazis are out there screaming, 2016 is the hottest year on record. And if you go into any websites that are pushing this story and you try and post a rebuttal, the carbon Nazis are going to jump all over you. And by the way, I've actually been banned now from a couple of these websites that are posting this, you know, warmest year on record. Now go in with a rebuttal, and then somebody, a whole bunch of people come in and launch personal attacks against me. Oh, you must be working for the Koch brothers and so forth. And they go back in to rebut, and I'm banned from posting. It's very easy to win a debate when you lock out the other side. But that's how they like to play. Now, Al Gore is out there saying that global warming is what caused Brexit. Global warming caused the Syrian civil war. No, Al, the abuses of Brussels caused Brexit. And the effort by the United States to replace Assad's government with a ruling junta caused the Syrian civil war. But nice try. Chelsea Clinton, who's out there trying to attract as much attention as she can ahead of a political run, is out there wondering if global warming is the cause of diabetes. Of course, right now, Chelsea Clinton is not doing very well. Somebody put up a photo of the engraved picture of Abraham Lincoln from the $5 bill with the Make America Great hat on it. And Chelsea Clinton came back and said, please, somebody tell me this is Photoshopped. And everybody came on out and said, oh, no, no, that's absolutely the hat he wore when he was delivering the Gettysburg Address. So already we know that this lady is totally brainless. She's just another manufactured puppet ruler for the ultra rich. Now, getting on back to global warming and climate gate and the leaked emails and NOAA constantly being caught cooking the books on this thing. Article coming out of Blacklisted News. Top British universities found producing fake research. See, what's going on is in the good old days, the rulers would go to the priests and say, priest, here's some money. You tell the people at church that God wants them to do what I want them to do. And that way they would get you to do things like pay more taxes, render unto Caesar, go off on crusades, so forth and so on. Well, people have turned away from religion. And so now the rulers are using scientists. They've gotten rid of the guys in the white robes, and now they've turned to guys in white laboratory coats. And they go to the scientists and say, you tell the people to believe what I want them to believe, and all will be well. And there's a lot of funding involved to prove human-caused global warming. And scientists are not automatically more honorable, ethical people than anybody else just because they're wearing a white laboratory coat. So over here, we have these allegations of fake research from some of the UK's top universities. Reported between 2011 and 2016, hundreds of allegations, including plagiarism and outright fabrication. Science, it's called the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold decides the science. I remember one time when I was still involved in advertising, one of the worst commercials I'd ever seen from an ethical point of view was from a candy company who came on out and said they had scientific research showing that eating a candy bar on your lunch break was good nutrition for you. That's how much science can be bought. And they are bought. They're prisoners to that funding. I mean, scientists of a stature of a Robert Ballard, they've got so much funding that they can go where they want to go. Most scientists, just after their postdoc, they'll accept any funding just to stay in research, and with it, the strings that come with it. And we've seen the result. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsors.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, last week we had this tragic story of this girl in high school who was raped by two illegal immigrants who were enrolled in the school. They were actually a little bit older. They were enrolled as freshmen to learn English. Amazingly enough, I mean, of course, it was all over the independent media. The only corporate media outlet to cover it was Fox News. And Bill O'Reilly, I don't always agree with him, but he did come on out and he pointed out Fox News covered this shocking, tragic story. None of the other major corporate news outlets covered it. It's like they feel they're constrained by that German law to not report anything that makes the illegal immigrants and the refugees look bad. And it was quite obvious that these other outlets didn't want to cover it. And now they've upped the ante. CNN host Brian Stelter is attacking Fox News for covering this story of these illegal immigrants who raped this girl in a high school. And he's out there saying it was just local news. It doesn't deserve to be national news. Yeah, it does, actually. Because all across this nation, in every community where the illegal immigrants are pouring on in, parents have a right to know their daughters are now at risk. Amazing. All right, getting on back to the WikiLeaks dump about CIA documents, they've revealed another program. This one is called Night Skies. The Night Skies tool can hack and remotely control your iPhone without the user knowing. And again, all of this a violation of the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Ninth Amendment, Tenth Amendment. This is a government that's gone completely, completely rogue. Now, if you are using the Google Nest security cameras, you may want to think about a replacement. Apparently, there is a flaw or a back door that allows burglars or the NSA to switch these cameras off remotely. There's still a big stink over this law that passed that allow your ISP to sell your browsing data to anybody without your permission. Sell it to the marketing company, sell it to the government, sell it to the scammers. It's like this idea that privacy, no, you don't have privacy anymore. We own you. You exist so we can make money off of you any way that we can. This idea of privacy, what a ridiculous thing. You have no right to privacy. We do. The elites do. But you serfs, you peones, you Eloi, you farm animals, you have no right to privacy. Of course not. How dare you even think so? What impudence to think that you should have privacy. Apparently, Uber has had to shut down their self-driving cars in Arizona, California, and Pennsylvania. There's been another major crash. The technology just isn't really there. I think a big part of it is the deteriorated conditions of our roads. You can't always see those lines or signs, can you? And these self-driving cars are developed and designed on facilities with roads in good condition. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share everything you know with everyone that you know. Go gentle. You're dealing with people trapped and enslaved by beliefs, and you have to be very, very gentle with these poor souls. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.